by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
With last week's equinox and this fall's colder temperatures bearing down on us, it might be tempting to yank all of our remaining vegetables out of the ground now, even if they still haven't fully matured for harvest. Not so fast, says Master Gardener Ed Byarski in this week's edition of Garden Talk. There are ways to push or extend the growing season. Some veggies will even taste better. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Last time we talked about ornamentals and frost protection for flowers and other plants. What about garden vegetables? Should we be doing the same sort of thing as far as harvesting and protecting some of those?
Depends on which ones. So in the greenhouse, at least, our tomatoes, if it gets cold enough, of course, tomatoes will frost. Peppers, eggplants, zucchini, squash. All of those are pretty tender. Again, they too are kind of semi-tropical. Whether we can wrap them up in fleece blankets, putting buckets of water in around them, that helps slow the freezing process. Right now in my own greenhouse, I've quit watering my tomatoes. I want to force those that have been set to ripen, I hope. And then if it gets really cold, then they will get picked and brought inside. Outdoors, potatoes are the first one that will go down because they're related also to the tomatoes. Tops will turn brown and wither. You can just cut them off at the ground and throw a tarp over that whole thing. That will help them start to toughen up the skins to cure, as we've talked about in the past, before we dig them and bring them indoors, you know, wash off a little bit of soil. And then they finish the curing indoors in our garage or some other dry space, dark place. But there's other plants, or carrots, cabbages, kale, parsnips, turnips, rutabagas, I guess all those cabbage family plants particularly, will get better with colder weather. They get their sugar content increases. So we can leave them out there, just harvest them as we need them, until really hard frost threatens that might actually freeze the soil. Because the soil won't freeze for a while, assuming that it is moist, and so it takes more cold to freeze that. So leave that stuff in the ground. Brussels sprouts we've picked into November and December, even carrots sometimes also, as long as the ground's not frozen. And parsnips can stay there over the winter, other than those that we want to harvest for eating, well, for Thanksgiving, potentially, or even for Christmas.
What about if we get some sort of mild snowfall here within the next several weeks, along with that frost?
Snowfall is great. Snowfall, it ends up being a good insulator. I have done that too, where you may have to shovel off the snow, but the snow will keep the ground from freezing. Unless we get really cold weather, the ground freezes first before the snow. And there have been times when, unfortunately, we've had a hard frost overnight or for a couple days. And I go out there to dig carrots, and here I'm literally levering up the top frozen layer of soil, and here's the carrots are sticking out of the bottom of that. That's a problem because carrots don't store well. They shouldn't be frozen, let's put it that way, because then the tops of them freeze, thaw, and crack, and then you've got to eat them fast. Kind of look at the forecast. I mean, we're making a guess. The weather wizards are making guesses for us too, and then we're going to guess that they're right or they're not right, whether we can leave that stuff in the ground longer and just later come along and shovel the snow off and pull out some carrots. I've done that in December with some cabbages, some very hardy, colder tolerant cabbages. And the flavor of them has been incredible because of that cold temperature they've gotten, along with the kale and the Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it looks like we can extend the harvesting season well for at least a couple months here, as long as we keep an eye on the weather forecast.
Exactly. And again, if you've got some old fleece blankets, you can buy at the local quilt shops, you can buy fleece material, which is normally used for quilt batting in between layer. Works great and is very reusable. I mean, I've got some that I've been reusing for 5 or 6 years to insulate, provide that extra layer, and some of that will insulate 5 degrees, which again can really extend that season. They aren't really growing more, but you can keep eating them, not having to find a place to store them, maybe until you've eaten down your stock of kale or cabbages or whatever it happens to be.
Just use your garden as an outdoor refrigerator, I guess.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving fresh goodies, or even, you know, fresh salad for Christmas. My spinach in the greenhouse is hopefully is looking really good at this point. We're about to eat that. And new radishes right now. So it's wonderful.
Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition. Sign up for the podcast or check out the archive of previous segments from this past spring and summer at ktoo.org/gardentalk. Plant your
rose straight and long. KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.